Come on, everybody, put your hands together on his face. Give him thanks. Say thank you for all.
Oh, good.
I just want to tell you, thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
For how good you've been. You kept this church.
You've been good.
And we want to say thank you, Lord. You let us travel all over the country. And you kept the planes on in the air.
You've been
you
good.
You kept the trains on the track.
You've
you
been good.
You kept the buses on the road.
You've been good.
You kept the boats in the water. We just want to say thank you, Lord.
You've been good to me.
God, you've been good.
You've been good.
You've been good. Took care of our family.
You've been good.
Food on the table. Doctor in a sick room.
You've been good.
We just came out to tell you, thank you.
You've been good to me.
For being so good. Glory
from my heart. On the issues of my heart.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I want to honor the time that we ask you to give us on this day. But can't do that without telling God thank you. On Thanksgiving morning. Thank you. And if you got a turkey on your table, tell him thank you. You got Cornish hen, tell him thank you. You got bologna and hot dogs, tell him thank you. If you got Spam and potted meat, tell him thank you. Because some of us been there. And we know the Lord kept us with Spam. We thankful for the turkey. And we thankful for the Cornish hen. But we know God kept us with Spam and potted meat. I'm just about to get happy in here thinking about how good God is. Because I know there's somebody in here who know he's been good. Let me share this with you right quick. Psalms, actually 103. Psalms 103. It's a wonderful psalm. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. You may be seated. Just want to talk about a song of thanksgiving. This is a psalm of thanksgiving, or it's a song of thanksgiving. We just sung the song, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. When you're going through, sometimes you can just say, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. It's a national day of thanksgiving. Across this country, people are telling God, thank you. They're traveling all over the world to be with their families and friends, to sit down to a meal today and to tell God, thank you. You know, the child of God has many reasons for giving thanks every day. And I listened to many of your reasons today. We have so many reasons to be thankful for. The truth of the matter is, church, we have far more reasons to be thankful than to be ungrateful. I guess I could just tell you that God not has been good, but God is good. I don't know. I heard Miss Ingram was sharing, again, for those of us who know, she was sharing her age. I'm 52. And I don't know if it takes getting in your 50s to understand God like this. But I can say a part of my testimony is I've never known the Lord like I know him now. I've never loved the Lord like I love him now. I've never praised and worshiped him like I praise and worship him now. I wake up in the middle of the night and I just say, God, thank you.
Because there are so many things that people take for granted that we can be thankful for. Junior and I was just in D.C. a few weeks ago, where many of you have been on the Capitol. And right there, you got the White House here, but right below the White House, people were laying on the park and in the grass, sleeping, because that was where their bed is. That was their mattress, what we call the bus, the seat to catch the bus. They were curled up late at night with paper sacks and cardboard over their bodies to keep the elements, and it was raining, to keep the rain and the elements off of them. Now, maybe I don't have the mattress that I wish I had, but I got the posturpedic mattress, you know, that nice, thick mattress. We may not have that, but if you have a roof over your head, yeah. And you know, some of us think that it takes something to hit us in the crown of our head and go down to the soles of our feet in order for us to get happy and have something to shout about. But if you slept on a mattress last night,
hallelujah.
If you slept in between walls last night, if when you put your feet out of whatever you were sleeping on, it was a floor and not the ground. And when you opened your eyes, you looked up to a ceiling, even if it was plastic up there and not the sky, you got something to tell God thank you for. And this is one of those psalms that explores many reasons for just telling God thank you.
Hallelujah.
It was written by David probably when he was an older man. Ms. Ingram, I just said sometimes it takes us getting a little older to really understand and appreciate God. See, sometimes we think stuff just happens when we're young. Rashad wanted something the other day. He said, Dad, can I get this? I said, I don't have the money. He said, write a check. You know, some of us think life is just a check that you can, and when you're young, you really think life is just a check that you can get it, that you ought to have it, that you are entitled to this, that, and the other. But you get a little older, and you understand that it's somebody behind that check. And behind this check called life is God. Behind this check called breath is God. Behind this check called activities of my limb is God. Behind the check called eyesight and breath to breathe and tongue to talk and ears to hear, legs to walk, is somebody behind that check. I ain't just doing it on my own now. I'm not just writing a check, but it's somebody behind that check. So this psalm was written by David. It contains the language of a man who experienced the consequences of life. And haven't we in this room experienced the consequences of life? Into this life, your life, and my life, some rain will fall some more. Not gonna fall, but it's gonna fall some more. And into this thing called life, yours and mine, some winds are gonna blow. That's what had happened to David in this text. He had experienced life. And Spurgeon said of this psalm, he says, as in the lofty Alps, some peaks rise above all others, so among even the inspired psalm, there are heights of psalm which overtop the rest. He's really saying this psalm is one of those psalms that we ought not let a week go by without reading. This psalm, it tells us reasons for being thankful. Let's look at this psalm. Verse 1 is I see in verse 1 a request for thanksgiving. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. David seeks to stir up his inner man to praise God. Come in, let me ask you something right quick. Has it ever been, I know we say that we ought to praise God, and we ought to tell God thank you, and we ought to praise him from the inside. But in this text, David has to stir himself up in order to praise God. David has to talk to himself. David says, bless the Lord, O my soul. God becomes the object of his praise, but he becomes the one that he's talking to. Sometimes you gotta push that praise out. Sometimes life is so hard until it's hard to say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. And so what he does in this text is he pushes that praise out. He pushes that worship out. He pushes himself into praising God because he knows that God has been good. Maybe things are rough now, but he knows God has been good. Maybe it doesn't look good. Maybe the family didn't get in. Maybe the family's not even talking. Maybe you're in a bad place, but you know God has been good. And because you know God has been good, sometimes you've got to push, because this is a request for Thanksgiving. He says, bless the Lord. And bless means to kneel before him. Bless means to praise him. Bless means to give him adoration. It's a call for a praise from the soul. It's a call for the praise from the heart. It's a call for loving God, reverencing God from the inside. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. All that is within me, bless him. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we turn this town upside down if we would just bless the Lord. We would turn this city upside down if we just bless the Lord, if we praised him and gave him adoration for what he's done. Creswell said, for who he is. You ever think about who God is? He's everything. He's my water in dry places. He's my heel, he's my battle axe, he's my stone hewed out of a mountain, he's my wheel in the middle of the wheel, he's my joy in sorrow. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Notice the request for thanksgiving, but also the requirements. Verse 2 says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not the benefits. He says, don't forget what he's done for you. Clay Evans took those same words and put them in a song, Pastor White, and he says, what he's done for me. What he's done for me. I just can't forget what he's done for me. He took my feet out of the muck and the miry clay. Now, I don't know what your clay looked like. Some of us like to look at other folks as if they're worse than us. All of us have come from the muck.
Yes, sir.
All of us have come from the muck. Maybe yours was on Bay Street and yours was on Main Street and yours was uptown. Yours was downtown. But all of us have been taken from the muck and the mire. And the word benefit has the idea of dealings. It's also the same root word that gives us the word camel. Forget requires a lapse of memory that can cause one to wander. And he's really telling us, don't let our minds wander so far that we forget to bless the Lord. Don't get so high and don't get so low that we forget to bless the Lord. When we forget what we have in Jesus, when we forget who we are in Jesus, then there is a danger of wandering. And so he says, thank the Lord. Remember how good God has been. Remember how good God is. And then think about how good the Lord will be. He says, bless the name of our God. He says in verse 2, don't forget about how good God really is. And so not only does he tell us in this text, does he tell us the request for thanksgiving. The request is just to bless the Lord. He tells us in this text the requirements for Thanksgiving. Don't forget the benefits. Don't forget what he's already done. But there's one more thing in this text. Notice the reason for Thanksgiving. He shows us in this text, he shows us the request for Thanksgiving. He shows us the requirement for Thanksgiving. But if anybody here need a reason to tell God thank you, look at verse 3. He says, thank God because he forgives us. He said, thank God because he forgives us. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God forgives me. But then look at verse 3. He says, thank God because he heals us. Not only when I was sick with cancer, and when I was sick with diabetes, and when I was sick with trouble in my physical body, but he forgives us when we are sick in sin. He heals us when we are sick in sin. And so he said, our requirement is because God forgives us. Our requirement is for Thanksgiving because God heals us. But then he says in this same text, verse 3, he said, God redeems us. In him, thank you, Jesus, in him. I wish I had a witness there. In him, we are redeemed. And somebody here this morning can say, if anybody asks you just who I am, if anybody asks you what's the matter with me, you tell them, I am redeemed. Is anybody redeemed? And then he says in verse 4, he says, we thank God because of his grace. Grace is sufficient. He said, grace, amazing grace. Can I get a witness? In him we have received grace. In him we have mercy. In him we have compassion. In him we have salvation. And then verse 5 says, thank God because of peace. In him, we've been given spiritual satisfaction. Can I get a witness here? And then verse 6 says, thank God for intercession because he stepped in just when I needed him most. Aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad about it? And then verse 7 says, thank God for revelation, it's fellowship in him. Thank God for revelation. What I'm trying to tell you is he walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. And the joy, can you help me say joy? Is anybody got that joy? Tell God, thank you for joy. Tell God that this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. Any good? Amen. Ain't he good? Come on, tell the Lord thank you. Because he is good. I say he is good. I done got happy now. He is good. Amen. He is good. And I thank God because he is good. Amen. Everything that we've done, wants to bring us to this place. The doors of the church are open. One, there may be somebody who wants to come and be a part of God's church on Thanksgiving morning. If you're here today, and that's your faith for this morning, you want to become a part of the body of Christ. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be saved. You want to be in the ark of safety. You don't want to go another day without your hands being in the Lord's hand. I invite you today to come to Jesus. If you're here today, would you come? Amen. Amen. God bless you. Would not leave without extending an invitation for somebody to come to Jesus. We pause now. We brought you here today so that we could have Thanksgiving fellowship together, so that we could eat, partake of his body, and partake of his blood. The first meal we've having today is the feast of the Lord. The table is spread. And so we've come today to say happy Thanksgiving to you and to thank God.
Calvary, Calvary, oh, Calvary,
yes.
Oh, Calvary, Calvary.
It doesn't take much for me to get happy.
Oh, yeah.
God Almighty.
Calvary.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Surely he died. Died.
On Calvary. Hey. This bread represents our Lord's body, but before we go to his body, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to the Lord in prayer. Yes.
So, oh Father and our God, we're so thankful for this day, so thankful for this opportunity to come together, to share in this holy communion, oh Father. We're thankful for the bread, which represents your broken body, and we're thankful for the wine, which represents the blood you shed on Calvary. We ask all of these things, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh,
Lord. This bread represents his body. This wine represents his blood. He said, as often as we eat of his body and drink of his blood, we show the remembrance of his suffering and death until he return. Eat ye all of it. Drink ye.
Calvary, oh, Calvary, oh Lord,
God bless you. The nominating slate is posted.
Ooh.
Nomination is posted. Thank you to our nominating committee. God bless you. So happy to see Sister Lucy Sprouts today among all of you, but we're so happy to see Sister Sprouts, and you continue to be in our prayers. Amen. God bless all of you. Enjoy your family today. Enjoy dinner today. Enjoy life today. If you got to go home by yourself, enjoy life today. Amen. And we'll see you Sunday morning. Diaconate and trustees, we'll see you at 8:30. Sunday school, we'll see you at 9:30.